Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
It's hard to change from an education where worksheets and textbooks are not the standard, so let's look at one way to take a familiar science textbook and use it as a tool for classical education. Science texts should be read differently than a novel. In other words, don't start at page one and proceed. Doing so makes it feel more like the book owns you than you own the book. Instead, skim the book first by looking at it and outlining the images and figures. List main illustrations, then list tables, then list anything else that isn't in the body of the text. The outline should be messy at first because you're organizing something you haven't seen before. It's a way to survey the main topics in an hour or two. Don't use the author's outline yet. Learn to assess large bodies of information for yourself. Knowing what to expect will decrease anxiety. Now look at the author's main table of contents, and not the subheadings. Make a rough copy of this table, but create your own subheadings as you skim each chapter for subtopics. Then look at the glossary, appendices, and endnotes. Finally, read the introduction. The introduction will now make more sense as you'll have a really good feel for the author's goals. And as you pace yourself through the text, you'll be familiar with the useful reference material in other parts of the book. Finally, organize your outline using the author's main table of contents. Write a single summary sentence for each subheading you chose. Freehand copy one illustration and one table from each chapter into your outline. You have just begun writing your own science textbook. Add to it the ideas you enjoyed or want to explore more.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more, visit classicalconversations.com.